Former US Senator George Mitchell, who chaired the all-party talks that led to the Good Friday Agreement 25 years ago, has urged Northern Ireland's leaders to show the same courage as their predecessors. He told an audience at Queen's University in Belfast this morning that the people of Northern Ireland had overwhelmingly rejected political violence as a way to resolve their differences.
Today, a quarter century after the agreement, the people of Northern Ireland continue to wrestle with their doubts, their differences, their disagreements. This, of course, is only natural, and they will continue to do so no matter how successful their political leaders are. The answer is not perfection or permanence. It is now, as it was then, for the current and future leaders of Northern Ireland to act with courage and vision, as their predecessors did 25 years ago, to find workable answers to the daily problems of the present, to preserve peace.
George Mitchell. Well, let's talk to our Northern correspondent, Conor McAuley, who is listening to the speech. He's in Belfast. Conor, it was a remarkable presentation to this Queen's University conference. Very, very emotional, full of personal reflections on George Mitchell's involvement in those talks, with a challenge to today's political leaders in Northern Ireland, and a real insight into just how difficult it was to get that deal over the line.
It certainly was, Brian. It was a remarkable speech. I mean, we have Bill Clinton, Bertie Ahern and Tony Blair all making contributions later today. But I think without doubt, Senator George Mitchell's speech, one of the first to be delivered as part of this three-day conference, will be the standout contribution of the day. He hadn't been due to speak for about 20 minutes. As it turned out, he talked for twice that. As you say, it was a mix of reminiscences of his time helping to forge agreement in Belfast 25 years ago, some personal reflections of a man who is, we now know, in ailing health, and some diplomatic advice to the leaders of today. There was a lot of talk about the courage and vision, as you heard in the clip there, of the political leaders of 1998, people like John Hume and David Trimble, who'd forged the deal in the teeth of often violent opposition. And there was that call to today's politicians to replicate that courage despite opposition from within their own ranks. Now, the DUP and the restoration of Stormont were not mentioned directly, but Senator Mitchell made an impassioned appeal that no political party, or indeed any section of any political party, be allowed to stand in the way of progress.
It is unmistakably clear that the people of Northern Ireland do not want to return to violence, not now and not ever. I know that each of your parties, like all political parties in the world, have some of what I call the 100 percenters. They want everything their way all the time. To them, any compromise is a sign of weakness. But I say to you that reasoned, principled compromise is essential, especially in divided societies, and it reflects a belief in democratic values, that we all are in this together.
And Conor, George Mitchell also spoke, perhaps in more detail than he has on previous occasions, about how close he came to just abandoning the process, walking away.
He did. I mean, we have known that he was losing hope of a breakthrough in the months before the agreement, but I don't think we knew until today just how close he'd come to actually throwing in the towel. He said that in October 1997, and remember this was just 6 months before the deal actually happened, his wife Heather had their newborn son, Andrew. Now, he talked in the course of his speech today about how he felt he ought, as a result of that, to devote much more time to his family and his newborn. He had decided he wanted to end his involvement in the process. He'd actually gone as far as booking a meeting with officials in Washington to convey the news to them that he was pulling out. But then he made some inquiries and he found out that on the day his son Andrew had been born, 61 children had been delivered in Northern Ireland that same day. And when he spoke to Heather about his intention to withdraw, she really persuaded him otherwise. She said, look, you've no option but to go for one last push to get a deal. So he cancelled that Washington meeting and he flew back to Belfast, where he redoubled his efforts.
I had asked and was told that on the day of Andrew's birth, 61 children were born in Northern Ireland. We talked about what Andrew's life might be like and about the lives of the 61 children from Northern Ireland. Then I told Heather that I was going to Washington and why. Her reaction was immediate and strong. She said, you have to go back until it ends, one way or the other. If you leave now when the fighting resumes and lots of people die, you'll never be able to forgive yourself. Go back, give it one last try. I'll take good care of Andrew. You think about those 61 children.
And that his final remarks, Conor, his closing message to the people of Northern Ireland and today's political leaders.
Yeah, there was so much in this, what was a very carefully crafted speech. I mean, he talked about how the victims of the Troubles, the 3,500 dead and the 50,000 injured, were the best argument against those who criticised the agreement. In the 25 years after it, he told his audience, there had been 164 security-related deaths. He also talked about how Northern Ireland wasn't perfect, but then nowhere was. Every country had violence, he said. Every country had criminals masquerading as patriots. The important thing was to recognise the big picture, accentuate all the positives and keep the negatives in perspective. He talked a little about his own health, how at 89 he's now being treated for acute leukaemia, how he and his wife had wanted to travel despite his illness to thank the people of Northern Ireland for having the courage to make the changes needed to deliver peace. And he talked about how Northern Ireland had become a template for peace processes around the world and how the world now needed Northern Ireland to prove that peaceful and democratic means could actually bring peace to a divided society.
This is an agreement for peace and for the future, not just here, but everywhere. We are living in fractured times. We need you. We need your ongoing patience, stamina, and perseverance. We need people who believe, who know that the possible does exist within the impossible. Don't let it slip away.
Former US Senator George Mitchell speaking at Queen's University in Belfast this morning, ending that report from Conor McCauley.